Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
41-25. Collins leads it. Shelby County Basketball. Catlett high post to Edwards. Edwards thought he got hit from behind and threw it away, then got it right back. Gets it over to Catlett. He fakes. Try to get it to Robinson. Nothing there. Stolen by Turner. He'll get away to McKnight. Davion pushing the pace. All the way to basket. Scoop shot. Lays it up and in. He's fouled.
The sea parted right there, and he took it right to the basket. He's been doing such a good job of passing the basketball. I thought they thought he was going to do it again, and he just went on in and laid it in.
That's number four on Josh Edwards as well. Knight's first basket of the night, but not any indication of how well he's played tonight handling the basketball. Free throw, good. Jordan Hunter going to check back in for Edwards with those four personals. But right now, lead at 17. Make it 18, 44-26. Right side drain has Robinson wide over the basket, and he'll lay it in. TJ's first basket of the second half. He now has eight. Lead, though, at 16 for Collins, 44-28. McKnight beats the pressure again. He'll go to the basket and draw the foul.
He's just really good with the basketball in his hands.
Has every foul on Armstrong, number two.
You never see it, but all three assistant coaches for Collins are up.
Team party's up looking at people. Free throw by McKnight, good. Second free throw here by McKnight.
I think Pardee's seen the other two up and said, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do.
Second free throw by Davion, no good. Cross the lane to Armstrong, he'll lay it in. 45-29. And McKnight fouled again, this time out front by Keon Stone. Just a lot of reaching and smacking right now for Shelby County. Sam Kaiser going to check in for Charlie Cochran, and Davion McKnight back to the line where he'll shoot one and a bonus. Eric Mauter also in the game here for the Titans. Free throw up, no good. Rebounded by Armstrong. Deion Stone has it going the other way, gets in the lane, and he'll draw the foul.
Oh,
wow. 16 fouls, so no free throws. Inbounded to Hunter of the basket, missed the easy one. Rebounded by McKnight.
Oh, I can't. Boy, that was good.
Right side to Mauter. Short corner here to Ease. He'll kick it in the corner. Kaiser fakes. Kicks it right side. Mauter open from three. This one's short. Kaiser battling for the rebound. Kicked that one. Should have been a kick ball. It'll be a tie-up. Possession arrow. We'll stay with Collins.
I'm sorry. Coach Gaither just said something.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
Well, there's nothing nasty.
Right? No, no, no. No. Holy smokes. McKnight inbounds in the corner to Turner. And Turner dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Coach Gaither asking for the body contact.
It's one of those things that happens to us a lot. You know, a lot of people are talking, and you say something you don't want nobody else to hear, then everybody else just gets real quiet. That's what just happened to Coach Gaither.
Even he started smiling. Well, I thought it was funny. 45-29.
Well, you know, we did that too. The proverbial put your foot in your
mouth. Yeah.
You might, what are you going to do? You laugh or cry? I've done both.
Foul on Mauter, number two.
Sonny Malone, I think he just cast his Heisman Trophy boat. Now he's heading to the house.
I didn't know if that was Lamar Jackson or Ben Roethlisberger with that pullover.
Like Kurt Ferentz. Is that right?
Ferentz. Stone at the line. Free throw rolls off. No good. McKnight has it coming the other way. 45-29. They've got a lead, and Hunter once again, two hands on the ball handler, and Ellison McKnight back to the line. Number four on Jordan Hunter, that is.
I'm not sure how good idea it is to get up on him. You know what I'm saying?
With no, I agree.
He's going to go by you.
Free throw by McKnight. Good.
I don't know.
Collins now a double bonus.
Good looking free throw. You know, is the next thing is, you know, how can he shoot the basketball from the outside? Because teams are going to back off of him. But his free throw shot looks good.
Release looks pretty good.
The one three that I've seen him attempt was a good looking shot. I mean, it didn't go in, but it was right on target. So
47-29 matches the biggest lead of the night here by the Titans here at 18. Beats Robinson, goes to the basket, missed the shot in close. Gets his own rebound. Good job by TJ to battle, lay it back in.
That's just good. Right there. He battled four Titans and came up with the basketball and just wanted it more. Good job by TJ not giving up right there.
TJ now in double digits with 10. Collins still up by 16. Feltner with it on the right wing. Thought he should have let that go.
Yeah, I can't believe Feltner didn't let that go.
Now back to McKnight. He's looking to drive. Working his way to the basket. Right-handed layup. Lays it in.
Think about McKnight. You know, he's going to be even better by the time we get to the
absolutely. 49-31. Been all Titans from the start, really. Shot blocked by Turner, but also a lot of body contact on that as well. That'll be number three on Dominic Turner, and it'll send Jordan Hunter the line for two shots.
Terry don't usually miss 2 men. I don't know if he missed that. He had a good angle at it, but it looked like to me it was all ball.
Free throw by Hunter, good. It looked bad, it's the thing.
Coach Gaither, one of them guys, he yells at referees and then they laugh. Yeah. I'm just impressed that Coach Gaither's T-shirt hadn't come out. Usually starts out the game looking dapper, but by the end of it, it's...
Yeah. I think he bypassed it. I always liked when he started out with the suit.
Yeah.
And then he went to the coat off.
Yeah.
The tie off. The shirt tail out. I think unbuttoned, and then...
Finally, he said, I'll just go with a little free button-down shirt to get from Sports Legend.
Free throw good. Timeout on the floor. 49-33. Collins lead. Seen to go in this when you're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Welcome to the unmatched strength of the residential and commercial zero-turn riders from Cub Cadet. Welcome to powerful choices like premium Kohler or Kawasaki engines, fabricated or stamped cutting decks, lap bar, or advanced steering wheel control. Welcome to a new muscular cutting system, the Cub Cadet Signature Cut. Cub Cadet, welcome to strong. Test drive a Cub Cadet zero-turn rider today at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, located in Shelbyville, where you'll find expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites the
college basketball. Cochran throws it up ahead. Feltner wide open left side. Sets for three. Got it! He has four field goals in the game, all of them from the three-point line. He has 12, and the lead has reached 19. 52-33. Hunter kicks left side to Drain. Right back to Hunter. He'll take a ball screen, trying to drive. Guy spin in the lane, goes up, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Trying to throw it back up, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Turner. He'll get it away to McKnight. Over to Turner. Turner hands back to Feltner. Thought he's going to try to let that one go. He'll drive instead. Kick to Cochran, short corner, 15-foot jumper, good. Did most of his damage in the first half. But he now has 23 to lead all scores.
See, I think this team's got a chance to be pretty good at the end of the year. They got some pieces. And, you know, Cochran being a new kid, you know, takes some time to get used to. But
you know, they got decent size.
Mm-hmm. And their guards are big,
shoot the ball pretty good.
You know, you got Nick Fort, you know, he's almost 6'4", or so.
Yeah.
But Feltner, I mean, you got a point guard that can break it down, and a guy like Feltner that can shoot it. Yeah, you know, and then you got a good size.
Hosting up Armstrong, turns around on McKnight, and he'll lay it in.
That's what Jordan does well, too, you know, posting up. It's one thing they haven't really seen him do a lot, but that's when, you know, you hurt at the point guard of Shelby County, you know.
Turner going to drive. Stop. Goes up. Man, I think he traveled with it. Sure did.
I think it's Collins is winning in this game, and really Dom hadn't really had his, you know, one of his A or B games, really. Played hard,
yep.
Just can't get out the finish.
Been active.
Dog's been very active, yeah.
Feeding down to Armstrong again, being double, splits the double team, has it blocked from behind by Turner. And they'll say on the foul as well. I was going to say Nick E on the push.
Boothie Noah. Does Boothie know I have an 8 and 4 hours? I got these.
I'm with you. Free throw by Armstrong, good.
There's a lot of chaos going on around me here tonight. I can't concentrate.
Armstrong now with 12. Jordan, his second free throw, also good. Give him now 13.
Jordan, nice second half by Jordan.
54-37. Collins is led by as many as 21. Currently lead by 17. McKnight. Quickly the other way, goes up, can't get it to go, but will draw the foul.
But anyway, he gets Jordan Hunter back stepping, and you're done because he's going to go back by. And then somebody with a keen instinct here beside me said, when are they going to realize he's left handed? Because he goes left every time. I guess,
He is.
I thought sure I was going to say it, and he's going to shoot this right hand.
Free throw.
That's usually what happens to me.
McKnight is good. He now has 9, although all points in the second half. Second free throw. This one well short. Long rebound taken by Hunter. 3:14 to go in this one. Shelby County trails by 18. Edwards stops and has it spiked by Turner. And then for some reason, Tyler Drain tried to save it inbounds.
Didn't he have a lot of room over there? Or was he falling out of bounds? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just let it go.
Yeah, that too. But I thought he had, like, room to catch it, didn't he?
Three minutes to go. Collins trying to complete the sweep here tonight, winning the girls' matchup in overtime, 56-50. Right side, McKnight has it. Going to look to drive, kicks it out to Ford. Little weave action out front, little floater in the lane by Ford. No good. Rebounded by Edwards. He gets it away to Hunter. Hunter will run it up the left side, right side. Gets it over in the corner, left side. Open three. No good. Rebounded by Ford. He'll get it away to McKnight. McKnight up ahead to Feldner. Back to Turner. Back to Feldner. Open from three. In the corner. Good! He can flat shoot it, that's for sure, in a lead back to 21, 58-37. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry. From point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
2:23 to go here. Collins still full court pressure. Wholesale substitutions here by Shelby County during that timeout. Both the Collins twins in. Left side three from one of the Collins. No good. Off Shelby County, out of bounds. It'll go back to Collins. And now Collins also with wholesale subs. Colby Eads, Sam Kaiser, B.H. Harper, and Tyrese Reed all in the game for Collins. Got Sam Edwards, Caleb and Marcus Collins in the game for Shelby. And down to E, back out Purdue, open from three, got it.
He's another guy that can really shoot it too. He'll help him as the season goes along.
Also, Hunter Steinmiller in the game also, as Edwards gets pushed in the back by Harper, and that'll send Sam Edwards to the line. He'll shoot two. Free throw, no good. Justin Ernst going to check in for Purdue for Collins. Second free throw by Edwards. This one good. 61-38, 1:35 to go. The clock will start, or maybe not. We'll play the last 1:35 just for free.
Does the guy know it's not starting? No.
I don't think he does.
He's watching.
Ernst with it in the corner.
Look, he's going to say,
whoops. I hit the button.
Now it went down.
So now they're going to try to figure out how much time just started.
136 to 1. It already went down. Wasn't it 136?
Yeah. Yeah, 136. That was correct. So adjusted to 128. Inbounded to Reed. He'll drive in the lane. Floater, no good. Rebound on the floor. Actually dug out by Harper. He'll hand back to Reed. He's looking to drive. Kicks it back.
Oh, I let it go.
Ernst got to let that one go. Back to Reed. You get a chance, you got to let it go. Reed looking to drive again. In the lane. Heads fake. Goes up off the board. No good. Rebounded by Edwards. Edwards hands off to Collins. Up ahead to Steinmiller. Steinmiller out front, stolen by Ernst. Ernst has it stolen back. It's two people, in between two people. Couldn't keep a dribble. Collins has it coming the other way. Right side to Beckley. Back to Collins. He has it knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Shelby County. 34 seconds to go.
You're not telling me you don't know the Collins difference, so you just call him Collins.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference.
I can't.
And my number sheet on this is wrong, so I'll use my number, I don't know. It's really confusing, though. Collins plays for Shelby County. That's
never thought about that.
Beckley with it. Right side, Steinmiller for three. Almost banked that one and rebounded by Harper. I think Harper gets it ahead to Reed. Reed looking to drive. Going all the way to the basket. Scoop shot, lay it in.
Reed's in the best position of all.
He's got the ball.
Yeah, he got the ball. Playing point guard at garbage time, you always got the ball. You get to shoot a lot.
Steinmiller, he's looking for a shot. He'll go cross court to Collins instead.
That was a good move by him. Uh-oh.
And it's stolen by Reed. And he's going to try to go the other way, but that'll end it. So Collins wins this one going away. 63-38 to complete the sweep in both girls and boys games here tonight.